89.3 Nigeria Info. Nigerians chose Nigeria Info for a reason. That's because we bring to you the biggest conversations in the country at any point in time. So this is where we do it, here on Nigeria Info. Get talking on the biggest conversations. And a big welcome to the last 1 hour, not the last 1 hour on a Monday, but this hour on the Court Fire. I'm Sheriff Quadri. And this morning, well, for some weeks now, we've dedicated Monday to having a conversation with Nigerian youths who have been touted as the deciders, the potential deciders of elections of February. Yep. They have the larger demographics who of voters who will decide how elections would go, the direction the elections will go in February. That is if they take advantage of their numbers. But that's why I said potential. So we've dedicated Monday to having conversations with them. And I would implore, if you're a young person, you can join us, because we're going to come to the telephone in about 5-6 minutes now to have you join the guests already seated in the studio. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, on those two platforms, and join the conversation on there. As we go along, if I ask any question, you can drop your own thoughts on our live stream on Facebook and YouTube. Just search Nigeria Info 99.3 and it will pop up. Just join and let's have the conversation together. Again, you're welcome to the show. I have in the studio this morning Vincent Uzoma, who was here way before 7 a.m. this morning. Vincent, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
It's good to have you here. Mm-hmm. Yes, I also have Chuks Emmanuel here. Chuks, hi, how are you doing?
Well, thank you. Good morning. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, let's get to it. We're going to have about two other youths that will join us, random young people that will join us via the telephone much later. Well, let's spend the first 6-7 minutes to have this conversation about governance and politics. I'm going to start with you, Vincent. What's your thoughts of governance? What when you hear Nigerian government, or how Nigeria has been governed for years now, how do you see it? What's your own assessment of it?
My own assessment of governance in Nigeria has been way beyond the level it should be. Governance should be more of service and not of benefit. But for Nigerian politicians, they see governance from the point of benefit. That's why they will fight tooth and nail. They will spend whatever they have to make sure they get to where they get to. So when they get there, instead of serving the people, they look for every means to get what they've invested while seeking for that office. So to me, as a Nigerian, I see governance from the point of failure, total failure.
That's below expectation.
Far below expectation. For you. Far below expectation.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel bad as a youth, because it makes you feel bad as a youth. As a youth, after school, you hardly get a job to do. Insecurity in the land is ravaging everybody. You can't go to your farms. You can't sleep with your two eyes closed. So there's no nation that will be going through what Nigeria is going through now that won't have gone on fire. We are even... Nigerians are good people. Yeah. We can really manage situations. Yeah. That's why we are even at where we are now.
We can cope a lot.
We can adjust to any situation.
The worst of situations, Nigerians will leave and they will adjust.
They will just move on as if nothing happened.
Let me come to you, Chuks. What do you think? Governance in Nigeria.
It's very hard to
disagree. You seem to be lost in thought, you know, for just now. It's like what he said really got to you.
It's very hard to disagree with what Vincent said. Yeah. And I would give a bit more progression on what he said, because from a young person's standpoint, governance has been made to be us versus them. When we talk about governance, when we talk about people in power, which sounds a bit funny because they're serving us. So that word power, people in power, sounds a bit funny, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
When you talk about people in government, I think that's the better way to put it. It's more of let them do what they want to do. When you discuss about your political leaders, people who you most likely voted for, people who you, by virtue of your thumbprinting at the ballot polling booth, or by virtue of telling somebody about this person, you put them there, whether they like it or whether they accept it or not. But when it now comes to things that affect our lives, it's a case of let them do what they want to do. We often speak of people in governance as we speak about them in third person, which is very it's quite funny in these parts.
Why is it like that? Why do people just show why are people disinterested in whatever these people do?
Two reasons. First reason being that governance has been intentionally taken far from the populace. For as long as I can remember, everything that has been done in governance has been more or less shrouded in secrecy, although you can actually say that a lot of people, in fact, a majority of the populace really don't care. Because when we start asking the right questions in Nigeria, then they'll be forced to give us answers. When they're forced to give us answers, then a lot of things will come to the light, which they've been hiding. But that's different now. One, governance has been intentionally kept far from the people. So it's more like, let them do their magic, but let me just have the basics. Let me just have food on my table. Let me just have a roof over my head.
They just want to cope.
Yes, people just want to cope. It's more or less coping mechanism. And the second reason why we feel like that is because we have been so, our psyche has been so so abused over the years, from our grandfathers to our fathers to us. They've passed it down to us. We now look to God to what our government should do for us. If you travel abroad, a lot of what they do in governance is what we pray for. We write on prayer requests, slips, and we submit and we go on fasting. But you find that a lot of these things are the basics in every sane country across the world. So governance has been made to be us versus them, which is not what should apply.
Guys, we want to dwell on this governance thing, and we'll pivot off of what Chuks has said. Vincent, let me come to you about people who have resigned to fate, like there is nothing that they can do. I mean, when you have that, definitely you are seeing people that will be frustrated, people that would, like Chuks has said, would transfer things that, you know, transfer responsibilities, things that government are supposed to take care of. They transfer that responsibility to God to help them fix it. What does that say about the consciousness, the knowledge base, the exposure, the need to ask for one's right about the people? What does that say about the people themselves on their knowledge of what governance is? Do you think people really know what governance is?
No, people don't really know. Nigerians don't really know what governance is. We just, what we do is just feel, we feel these people are doing us a favor.
Oh.
We feel they are doing us.
If they build road, that's why they tell us that. We'll build road for you. We'll give you light. We'll give you, see those things as favor, right?
We see those things as favor, and this should be our basis. Like, I complain most times when a politician is campaigning on the basis of he will build road, or the present government is talking about building a second Niger bridge, building the fixing the rail system, fixing the third mainland bridge. I feel so terrible because these are basic things that that governance is all about.
Like, it's your job.
It's your job. It's not so, you're not doing me a favor. If you know you can't do it, there's no need to come out for office if you know you can't do it. But coming out to run for office and you're telling me you fixed third mainland bridge, your campaign slogan is fixing of third mainland bridge, fixing of Niger bridge that should have been fixed far before
time. Now
then I feel so terrible and feel so disappointed in them.
How about the people now? I mean, back to the question I asked, you said that they see it as a favor. Has that sentiment changed right now, or do you see that sentiment changing?
Amongst the youths.
The young people.
Among the young people.
So you people are claiming the glory now.
Among the
that
young
you are changing.
No, among the young people, it's actually changing. Like, I do talk to people. Among the young, see, the present movement is far beyond religion and ethnicity. So many people don't know that. I was involved in one of the October 1st rally.
Yeah.
It was far beyond. So many people I saw there, I was even shocked. you will feel it's one tribe's movement, but it's far beyond that.
I totally agree with you. It's way beyond tribal sentiment or religious sentiment.
Yes, that's just the truth about it.
No doubt about that.
The youth are getting more enlightened because the past 7 years, what they've gone through. You can't sleep and wake. You can't sleep with your two eyes closed. Farmers, mostly in the north, can't go to farms. You see people, you see communities pay money to bandits to secure them. The south is no longer safe. So many people came down, so many people came back from abroad this year, but could not go home. They stayed back in Lagos. People now do traditional marriages in Lagos. So the state of insecurity has gone so bad. So the people are not aware. So we just need a change.
Indeed. Chokes, let me come to you on the same question. Like you said it. You started all of these things about, you know, people feeling that, you know, the nonchalance, you know, in their approach towards governance. But look, sometimes when you try to educate people, they are very quick to label you, like, you this Obi something, you this Agbado something, you this this thing. They have names for these different groups, and that makes me in particular wonder whether the Nigerian citizen actually knows, they understand that there is supposed to be, like you said, the basics that should be given to them by their government. Do you think that is, that consciousness is there to be able to identify that, you know, you building roads or giving me power or water, it's not a favor. That's like your job.
You know, Sheriff, I'll answer from this perspective. Studying political science back then in Lagos State University, we were taught all these concepts and all these phantom realities and all these utopian things that they were telling us back then, all these definitions that I had to cram and memorize and pour. 5 years, it was supposed to be a 4 years course, by the way, but 5.5 years.
We know how it goes.
And then I come out to the real world and I find that, look, Karl Marx,
all this English are you saying?
You know, like, you know, Nigerians looked me in the face and told me, welcome, Alpha. You know, and you find that everything you read, everything you studied, or let me personalize it now, everything I studied in the university, sleepless nights upon sleepless nights, ended there. I can't actually practice or carry it over into the real world because the real world tells me that the opposite is the case. In terms of labeling, it is what it is. Some of us young people have taken on this mantra. We have taken on this personality, this mindset that sometimes were passed down to us, consciously or subconsciously.
Those sentiments are passed down.
Unfortunately, I want to agree with Vincent, and I'm trying not to make this a debate, because when you say things like we have gone past ethnicity, we've gone past religion, we've gone past all kinds of primordial sentiments, yes, on paper, but you will find young people who, and I'm trying to be as neutral as possible and not say anything that will get me into trouble, but there are certain people who will vote for a particular candidate, and they're young people, because now my town person. You know, he sent us to school. He paid the hospital bill of my uncle, so it looks like he'll be a good person. You know, he has a heart of gold. He has like in Igbo we say obiebere. That means he has a merciful heart. He has compassion. So on grounds of compassion, I now feel or deem this person worthy of the highest seat in office. I deem this person worthy of the highest seat in the state. I deem this person to represent me at the local government level. I deem this person fit enough to represent me at the House of Representatives. And eventually, when the person now gets there, you find that the person shows you his true color, and you find that everything he has been doing was just for photo ops, was just for optics, was just doing it basically to curry favor from certain people. But in terms of sentiments, look, Vincent, whether we like it or not, we young people, we have not fully, go on Twitter, we've not fully broken free from the shackles of sentiment voting or supporting or pandering towards certain sentiments based on what we can get from it, or because we feel we are connected to this person in terms of tribe or ethnicity and all those things.
We're going to weigh the minds of the young people on our submissions in the first 20 minutes right now. Let's go to the telephone lines and just hear from the young people whether they agree or disagree with your submissions, Vincent and Chooks, this morning. We've got about two minutes or so to weigh this contributions. 01277 0993, 01277 1993, 01277 2993, and 01277 3993. Please make it brief, huh? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ogashere.
Good morning to you.
Gochukwu on the last one, Pajasan.
Yes, please.
In fact, what they have said is true, really. In fact, in this your program on Friday, on somebody called and said that our president has done a lot by constructing Second Niger Bridge, Enugu on the Shire Road, Enugu Port Harcourt Road. That because of that, in fact, they have done everything. That is exactly what this my brother's here are saying. And it goes beyond the distance that I measured now, as they are saying, my dear. Thank you very much.
Thank you
for continuing enlightening us.
Thank you. Let's speak with Joseph. Joseph, hi. Good morning to you.
Yeah, Mr. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I agree totally. Mr. Sheriff,
yes,
I don't
please.
Know if you came across the tweet of Omotola Delede Kehinde on this issue. She said she talked about the 2 years she had spent in U.S. She came back a few weeks back, and then she was she marveled at the rate of suffering that she had to call out the federal government. It is very crazy. It is absolutely crazy. I tell people that Nigerians are the most patient. Nobody should henceforth teach Nigerians about being a good citizen and then sacrificing for your country.
Right.
We do more sacrifice than anybody. In my street, where I stay,
yeah.
Do you know that there are street gates everywhere? You provide water for yourself. You provide electricity for yourself. You pay for your own security. And then they disgrace you. They come to your house to beat you up because of security. Then, and the Lagos state, and the state is making good money. Nobody, you provide.
Thank you. Thank you for your thought, my brother. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your thought. Thank you. I'm going to take Ademola. After Ademola, we'll go off on the break. Good morning to you, Ademola.
Yes, good morning.
Morning. Quickly, we've got about 30 seconds for you.
All right. So I can't help but contribute to this conversation. The guys in the studio, most of you guys have only painted gloomy pictures and a little bit of confusion. People need to take a position. In every election cycle, we have to take position. We can't be on the fence. And if the guest in the studio has an opinion, it's okay to say, oh, this is where I stand. I stand in certain place. Everybody stands somewhere. And again, those of us who compare Europe and America and Nigeria, it's not the same. We are an evolving nation, third world nation. You know, things are wrong. And you cannot hope to leave Nigeria the way it should be. You have to leave it the way it is and work with it. Let's be optimistic. Thank you.
Thank you, Ademola. But just to correct something that you opened with, we're not even taking any position on the show. I'm not sure anybody has taken any position on this show this morning. I don't know what you heard. Perhaps it's not taking position you wanted to say. Perhaps you wanted to say something else. But this conversation has not even gone to. I mean, if you've been listening to the Monday Youth Assembly, you know that we hardly take positions. We're mainly focusing on the youths, and their understanding of governance, politics, and then the 2023 elections. So please bear with me if I didn't get to understand what you're trying to say by taking position. But on this show this morning, there's been nothing like that. There's nothing like that on the show today. But thank you, though, for calling me, Ademola. I appreciate your time, though, regardless. I do. This person, Oluwatosin from Ikotun, says, as a young person, I also believe the narratives are changing in bits. Patriotism and good governance go side by side. We are gradually moving beyond all the blocks of tribalism, religious bias at all. Oluwatosin Gabriel from Ikotun sent that in. Yeah, Oluwatosin understood what we've talked about this morning, and this is exactly what we've been saying. Let's take a break. Let's go to break. When we return, Vincent and Chooks will go into politics and Nigeria's youth's consciousness in engaging in active politics. That's next when we return. Lagos, stay with us.
At last, the elections are here. Let's turn out en masse on election day and vote.
Experience a better way to stay connected.
Listen, fellas and girls.
Download the Nigeria Info mobile app on iOS and Google Play Store. Join the conversation and stay connected. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. The conversation is just a click away. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Let's talk. This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to The Crossfire this Monday morning. Lagos, thank you for joining us on the Youth Assembly on The Crossfire. At 9 o'clock, I'll be having Yaga Africa on the show, Morning Crossfire Extended, and Achike Chude, and we'll talk the Austrian elections at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss out on that conversation. Right now, I have Chooks and Vincent in the studio, two young people, and we're talking politics, governance. If time permits, we'll talk. No, time won't permit. We'll talk the February elections, which is actually the very, very important one. We have the governorship in March, though. Chooks, Vincent, gentlemen, thank you for turning up this morning.
My pleasure.
Now, let's go to politics. We've discussed, we used the first part of this show to talk governance and youth. Let's talk youth and politics. So, there are many areas in this political conversation. I'd like to know from you gentlemen whether you think that the movement that we see all across party lines in the event leading up to the elections of next month, this movement being driven majorly by young people, whether you think that the youths are actually involved in politics, or they are just involved in, quote, the movement. And if they are involved in politics, we'll take this one after that. I just want to put everything out there. And they are involved in politics, do you think that they are actually card-carrying members of the political parties? If they are card-carrying members of the political parties, do they understand what politics is about? I'm going to start with you, Chooks.
Mr. Sheriff. Right. Mr. Sheriff. I would allude to one of the calls we took before we went on break.
Yeah.
The caller, for lack of a better expression, accused us of creating a subtle confusion. Me, personally, Chooks Asuego that I am, I'm part of a movement.
Chooks Asuego one.
Yes, the one and only. Every other one, any other one is a counterfeit. Me, as a son of my father, John Asuego that I am part of a movement. I'm not sure I can say it. Can I?
Let's stick with the movement one.
Okay. I'm part of a movement. I'm part of the politicking.
Okay.
Am I a card-carrying member of that party? No. Simply because prior to now, they have not, or they had not gained as much traction. I'm sure a lot of people, you know, can put 20 together to know the movement I'm talking about.
Right.
Would I be willing to be a card-carrying member now that I look at it? Yes, I will. Because, look, 8 years ago, and I'm a bit of a church boy, I used to be in the choir, I vigorously campaigned for this government. I told everybody, young as I was. Then a lot of the burden financially and or whatnot was hinged on my folks. So it was convenient for me to like somebody and like Mr. Integrity, as he was called back then. I like him. He's stern. He doesn't smile. He's what Nigeria needs, someone that will whoop us into shape, teach us discipline and all that. 8 years down the line, I'm thinking of marriage now. At least I'm supposed to be thinking of marriage now. And I know what that 8 years has taken from my life. I know what the dollar was then. I know what the dollar is now. I know what my favorite phone would have cost back then. I know to buy it now is wahala. If I want to buy a car, I know what it would have cost me then. Matter of fact, a lot of them are still present now. The same model. You know how much it was 8 years ago. I know how much it is to afford that same car today. So on the basis of that, all die and die. I might as well just, you know, get involved in the thing than looking from outside and cheering and booing when I could actually participate. Look, the way we have so shrouded politics in so much secrecy that it's now becoming like a secret court type of thing where let them do what they want to do. Politics is a dirty game. Don't do it. Oh, Chooks, you are carrying APC card. You're carrying this card. You have joined them. No. Look, at the end of the day, I'm fighting for my life here. And there's only so much I can take when I sit here and allow someone to take decisions that will affect me and affect my family. So look, I might as well just go gung-ho, pick up my own card, actively participate. Where I agree, I agree. Where I don't agree, you will cook or not kill me, you will not force me. So it is better, and I speak to a lot of young Nigerians. Look, we have a lot of these things that these older, and I say that very respectfully, a lot of things that these older people are doing, we sabi this thing past them. A lot of us are more learned. The only thing that they have is that they were more vibrant and they were virile enough to take the bull by the horn when it was presented to them. A lot of them are not as educated as we are. A lot of them are not as exposed as we are. A lot of them, morally gone, they are not as morally, you know, grounded, upright, as upright as we are. So why have we decided to be on the back burner for so long when our lives are obviously being, you know, taken from us? I think it's something that we have to change. I'm sure Vincent, at least Vincent, I'm sure you agree with me on this. You're a young person, you know, as they touch you,
they touch everybody.
Vincent, over to you now.
So
do you think most of these young people understand what politics is, or they are just joining the movement out of frustration?
I'll speak for myself.
Okay.
To me, I'm politically enlightened. Like, I've had this interest in politics. I did not start. I've had my PVC right before now. Like, I've had this interest in politics, so I can always speak for myself that I'm more politically enlightened. Like, I try to know what happened in the political space and the rest. Being a member of a political party, I'm currently not a member of a political party, but I intend to. And I believe in the movement, because I see the movement going beyond 2023. The person the movement is propelling now may possibly not win the election. If he wins or does not win the election, but I see the movement going beyond 2023. Because we felt for the past 7 years, I was also part of the Mr. Integrity group, but then I was in school. We felt that at that point, we felt.
Were you coerced into it then, or you knew what you were doing?
I knew what I was doing.
You just wanted change. You were tired of the system.
Because the system was so corrupt, like corruption everywhere. Things are not going the way it should be. This same insecurity was even the major reason. I even worked.
It was crazy that time.
It was crazy, bombing everywhere and the rest. Like, so that was the major reason I had to vote against. I vigorously campaigned for APC and Buhari, but going down from that point in time to this present Nigeria we have, insecurity has tripled. The insecurity in the north, let's assume they've been able to fight Boko Haram. What about bandits? What about herdsmen? Go to the southeast, unknown gunmen, IPOB. This thing came out. We got to this level in the southeast because the government in power is unable to manage these agitations.
The situations there.
The government, at least, we've known there have been agitation in Nigeria even before the government came in power. But the other previous government was able to manage it. Hmm. But this present government is unable to manage the insecurity. So that's how it got to the really present bad. Level it is hmm. now. So I would really want... just speaking for myself.
For yourself.
Politically enlightened.
You know what politics is about.
I know what politics is
so,
about.
So, gentlemen, the two of you, you are not card carrying members of any political party.
Yes.
Do you think you can? And let's assume that most young people who are in different movements today are not card carrying members of those political parties, right? Let's assume. We may be wrong, right? But let's just assume. But can you really effectively change the status quo if you're not a valid member of those parties, Chooks?
Yes. Yes. Change, that word is, and is quite, I would like to use the word affect.
Okay.
Because that word change.
You just want to escape that word. You don't want to use it.
For my ear now. You get that CV for my ear now. But I would like to say affect. Can I influence? That's more like it. Policy making. Can I influence the way government is run? Yes. It's two ways from where I sit. You could be a card-carrying member. Play the game. Take part actively. Show your interests. Do what they're doing. Run for office if your mind carry you. But for some of us, who for probably religious reasons or personal reasons don't feel the need to want to go that far, ask questions. This level of being so docile and so submissive, we have to be humble. The Bible says when the righteous is in power, the people rejoice. God will do it. We should not speak ill of our leaders. Sir, ma, ask questions. Asking questions, demanding for better governance. It's simple. It's as simple as just question. They say person where they ask a question, no, they miss road.
They miss road now.
Yes.
If you ask a question, sir, local government chairman, sir, please, why is this borehole or this tap not running? And because we know that every one of us on this street depends on this tap for clean water, because any water you get from elsewhere, if you get cocoa inside, if you get something else inside, why is this tap not running, sir? But when everybody decides to keep quiet and is now looking for a way to go around it and will now begin to contribute money, that's what we find a lot these days. Instead of addressing or asking questions at the directing our questions at the right authorities, we are looking for a way to do their job for them. Transformer don't spoil. Let's contribute money. We've written letters upon letters upon letters upon letters. Nobody answers. Let's contribute money and do it. Borehole, no good. No problem. We'll sink another one. Let's just contribute money. Security. Police know the cuckoo come this side. We'll just arrange boys. We'll put uniforms on them. We'll arm them with torchlights and armory, as far as the constitution allows us, and let them shall protect us. We'll give them a levy, say 35,000 naira a month. Let's shall contribute. It's for our own safety. We have gone past that, and I'm hoping that young people this time, we will begin to ask questions. If you cannot be a card-carrying member, if you cannot actively influence the influence that you want to see, please ask questions. Let's go beyond banter on social media. Now your life, they play out like this. Please, let's ask questions.
Vincent, let's talk about the 2023 February 25 elections. Do you think the youth, because in the past elections, the youths have always been the largest demographics anyways, when it comes to number of voters. But then on election day, you don't see them come out. Do you think anything will change this time?
Yes, I feel so many things will change.
You think so?
So many things will change. You'll be shocked. Just as I said, the person probably most of the youth are pushing may not win the election. But so many things will change.
The youth will come out.
The youth will come out.
And vote.
Come out to vote.
Chooks, you agree?
there will be more youth participation, but certain things will not change. Not because they cannot change, but I don't expect them to change overnight.
Yes.
People who play football will still play football. Let's be honest. People who will still choose to
binge
Netflix and stuff, they will still do it. People who choose to just be apathetic towards the whole situation and let God, in quote, have his way, you will not stop them. Talk from now to tomorrow. But where I see more youth participation coming in, and why I see more youth participation coming in this time, is because, one, a lot of us are tired. Let's be honest. A lot of us young people have become business owners. A lot of us young people have started seeking for jobs, so we know as it may be. A lot of us have tried to engage in one enterprise or the other that the economy and governance and policy making has stared you in the face and told you you cannot do it. Not because your money is not enough, but because you have to do certain things that will mitigate the growth of your business. So yes, this and many other reasons will make the young people come out. And again, it's becoming a fashion statement, you know, to be politically in tune with what.
Can I come in there?
Yes, please.
I feel with the new electoral act, you know, prior to this time, most people feel our votes don't count. But with what happened July last year, the Osun election, the introduction of Beavers, so many people believed, to an extent, believe in the electoral system. So it will pull people out. I just believe that based on the introduction of Beavers, it will change a lot about the 2023 election. It will change a lot about it.
Right.
People believe in the Beavers. Unlike most times, you just believe. I was also part of that team. Our votes will not count. You just go and vote. It's just a waste of time. At the end of the day, they will come and steal the ballot. But now, even if you steal the ballot, you cannot do anything with it because it is the number of people that the Beavers captures that they're going to.
If you steal the ballot box and you stuff it with paper, it's of no use to you.
So people, it will actually pull people out to come and vote. So there will be. You expect more people to vote this time and more youth to vote.
Indeed. But then the question of electoral violence is still there. And these violence are being perpetrated by youth. Guess who?
The youth.
You people! Yes. Them people! Them! Sheriff! Them, see these my fine hands. Can these hands carry gun?
No.
I mean, see how soft
we're,
my hands
we're
are.
Talking about the young people now. The it's the yes. same young
can
people.
Can these my hands carry cutlass?
See the youth that they will use.
Is it not the same young people?
We've been wired.
Oh, yeah, convinced.
Let me not lie. Fine. Now we did do ourselves. I mean, there's a video that went viral. I think it happened in Aguda, Surulere.
Yes, really.
You
yes.
know,
you saw all of them.
He was like,
you saw them
on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, you saw it.
He was like,
did you see any old person there?
Mr. Sheriff, I'm coming now.
I need to rub it in.
I'm
very
just
well.
Trying to make a point. For gentlemen, you know, it might have been an old person driving.
No way. It's young people. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an amazing session with you. Chooks, thank you for coming.
My pleasure.
Vincent, it's been great. I need thank to have you both back again before the election. Let's have this conversation. Lagos, that's our show for this hour. Let's take the news. After the news, we will talk some more on the election in Osun and the result. Stay here with us. Good morning.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3